Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 11. David and Abigail typifying the warring Christ and the warring Church. Friday, related verses. Hebrews 10:19-20. Having therefore, brothers, boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus. Which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is, his flesh. Hebrews 13:13. Let us therefore go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Song of Solomon 1:4. Draw me, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in you. You will extol your love more than mine. Rightly do they love you. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore I am well pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in necessities, in persecutions and distresses, on behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. Psalm 62:5-6. My soul, wait in silence for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my high retreat. I will not be shaken. Related reading. In our spirit, we have touched the Spirit, the Lord, who is in resurrection and glory. His name is Christ. If we allow him to operate and move within us, we will be able to live a life just as that of Jesus the Nazarene, and we will be able to follow in his footsteps. David's mighty men and Abigail, following David and wandering with him in the wilderness, typify going outside the camp and bearing Christ's reproach. Our Christian living has two aspects, an inward aspect and an outward aspect. The inward aspect can be compared to the Shulamite, and the outward aspect can be compared to Abigail. On one hand, we are within the veil. On the other hand, we are outside the city, the camp. On one hand, we are in the Holy of Holies. On the other hand, we are before men. Inwardly, we enjoy the resurrected Christ, and outwardly, we follow Jesus. When we pray in our room in the morning, we touch Christ. This can be likened to the Shulamite and Solomon living and fellowshipping together in the palaces of ivory. We touch the Lord in the inner chamber. In the Holy of Holies, in the secret place. When we testify for the Lord and work for the Lord in our outward living, we can be likened to Abigail wandering with David in the wilderness. Every day we experience these two aspects. On the one hand, we are within the veil as the Shulamite, living in the Holy of Holies and enjoying the resurrected and glorified Christ. On the other hand, we are outside the camp as Abigail, living in the world and following the lonely Jesus. Like the Shulamite and Solomon, we remain in the palaces of ivory and fellowship with the Lord inwardly. And like Abigail, we outwardly live and work by following David to war and suffering. The one within is the resurrected Christ, whereas the one without is Jesus the Nazarene. Inwardly, we have the enjoyment of the Shulamite in the secret place, and outwardly we have the public living of Abigail. We are outwardly walking on a narrow way similar to that of Jesus the Nazarene. Nevertheless, when people trouble, persecute, oppose, and harass us, we enjoy the resurrected Christ inwardly. In prison, outwardly, like Jesus the Nazarene, I was tortured, but inwardly, I enjoyed the Christ who was in resurrection, in glory, and in the Spirit, as typified by Solomon. Philippians 3:10 says, "To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death." As far as Christ is concerned, he first experienced suffering and then resurrection. As far as we are concerned, we touch resurrection and then experience suffering. He died and then resurrected, but we resurrect and then die. No one can take the way of the cross by himself. Neither can he follow the footsteps of Jesus the Nazarene by himself. It is not until a person touches and contacts the resurrected Christ within, and until the resurrected Christ enters into him, that he can say, "It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me." Only those who enter within the veil can go forth unto him outside the camp and bear his reproach. It is the resurrected Christ in us who leads us to follow the suffering Jesus. He has walked the way of the cross and entered into us in resurrection. Now he is leading us to take the way of the cross.